This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The distribution of an initial 200 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer-BioNTech across the European Union will be completed by September, a spokesman for the EU Commission said. Some German districts will not use the COVID-19 vaccine received over the weekend over the suspicion the cold chain could have been interrupted during its delivery, a direct administrator told Reuters TV. And Russia's first big international shipment of its vaccine, 300,000 doses sent to Argentina last week, consisted only of the first dose of the two-shot vaccine, which is easier to make than the second, sources told Reuters. Lebanon has secured about 2 million doses of Pfizer-BioNTech's vaccine, which will cover 20% of the country's nationals, the health minister said. Saudi Arabia's interior ministry extended a ban on entry to the kingdom by air, land, and sea for another week amid concerns over the variant of the virus. South Korean officials are vowing to speed up efforts to launch a public COVID-19 vaccination program as the country announced it had detected its first case of the virus of the variant linked to a rapid rise in infections in Britain. In medical developments, Russia will begin trials of an antibody treatment for COVID-19 patients next year, according to the head of the Moscow Institute that developed the country's first vaccine against the disease, Sputnik V. The Serum Institute of India, the local maker of the Oxford AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine, said it expected the British and Indian governments to approve shots for emergency use within a few days. Israelis who are sick with COVID-19 will be able to cast their ballots at drive-through polling stations that authorities hope will ensure a smooth election in March while minimizing infection risks. This is VOA News.